This is a CKTZ News update. Customers waiting at 14 small BC Ferries terminals now have access to free internet, thanks to a provincial government program. These include terminals on Quadra and Cortez Islands. BC Ferries spokesperson Deborah Marshall says the service enhances the experience of customers, especially at terminals without reservation service, where wait times can be lengthy.
Wi-Fi at some of our major terminals right now, but we've also been working with the province on their Connecting British Columbia program. And so they are providing about $1.5 million to BC Ferries to install Wi-Fi in some of our minor terminals around the fleet. That's 14 minor terminals, including Harriet Bay as well as Whaletown. And those Wi-Fi capabilities should be up and running now. I believe at all of our minor terminals, the 14 terminals that they were specifying under this program. And great news for customers. They can be able to connect while they are at the terminal. And, you know, whether it's checking our schedules or checking something else out on the internet, really pleased to partner with the provincial government to be able to provide that service to local residents and visitors alike.
Marshall acknowledges that when BC Ferries first introduced free Wi-Fi access over a decade ago on board vessels serving major routes, it was with good intentions. But as more customers accessed the service over time, it became less reliable.
At the terminals, the internet seems to work fine, the Wi-Fi. But when we did have it on our major vessels, it was a source of frustration for our customers. We certainly realized that. Because when we first introduced it, I believe it was back in 2010, there were a lower number of people trying to access it. And then as time progressed, more and more people with more and more devices would try to use it. And it just wasn't providing the level of service that we would like to offer to our customers. As I say, it was frustrating for people who weren't getting the results that they wanted. I know our IT department tried various things to fix it. And we ended up turning it off on those major vessels because it ended up being a dissatisfier to our customers instead of a service enhancement.
Marshall says BC Ferries is doing its best to keep pace in a rapidly changing environment.
You know, it's all such a connected world these days, and we do know, as you say, that customers will be waiting at the terminals if they want to guarantee themselves a spot. So if they have a little bit of work to do or something that they want to check out on the internet, they will have the ability to do that now at the 14 minor terminals while they are waiting for the ferry.
Free Wi-Fi access at terminals includes public lounges, vehicle holding compounds, and parking lots where practical. Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.